Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They always want to get a picture of me. I stop them in their tracks and I say, before we take this picture, my name is Ronnie Preston. What's your name? And they'll tell me their name. And I said, there. I said, so now when you look at this picture, you'll look at this picture and go, that's not just an Indian guy, that's Ronnie Preston. And we know each other now. And it's like little things like that to try to like make people feel, you know, this is what he's doing is pretty cool.
It's more than pretty cool, it's downright fascinating. My guest this week from the San Carlos Apache Nation out of Arizona, Ronnie Preston from Mental Health Monday. Let's go.
Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but not always the substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Thanks for checking it out. Enjoy the podcast.
Mental health affects us all, and it can affect us differently based on the communities in which we live. And some of those communities rely on their leaders to reach out to their people. This is what Ronnie Preston does out of St. Francis, Wisconsin. He's a one-man show. He travels the nation in his full tribal regalia. Face painted, eagle feathers, otter fur, porcupine hair, bear claws, storytelling and dancing. Ronnie aims to keep the stories of his people and his culture alive, to keep his community engaged, and to keep outsiders educated. And he's even weaved mental health into his performances. I wanted to talk to the man behind the performance. No disrespect to our past guests, but this may be one of the most fascinating people I've talked to. I'm excited for you to hear this week's episode for Mental Health Monday. It's also the first time I've ever had a guest on the podcast sing us out at the end. Stick around for that.
I've always been curious about how mental health is approached in the Native American community, because it's one of the stigmatized communities, kind of like African American community, LGBTQ community, as though it already has a stigma attached to it. People look at it differently. They don't understand it. People are ignorant to it. And hence, you have probably a lot of mental health issues in probably a lot of your areas and with your people, I would understand.
It's very true. In the Native community here in Milwaukee, we're considered an urban community. And unlike things that you would find on a reservation where people can go and, you know, be part of like their tribe and everything like that. Here in Milwaukee, there are at least 30 different tribes that are represented here in the urban area. And there's not a lot of resources out there that can cater to so many problems in our Native community. I'm an advocate for it. I practice my Native culture at my home with my family and as well as my community. And a lot of the mental health issues that I deal with personally are what every normal person goes through. Mm-hmm. We have issues of, the suicide. We've had the things with drug addiction, alcohol abuse. And in my time working with this community that I live in here, I try to reach them through Native culture. And I use a lot of my Native instruments. And when I say Native instruments, I'm referring to my eagle feathers, our sacred medicines that we use, tobacco, of course, sweetgrass, cedar, sage, and these natural medicines that, you know, when we burn them, it gives us healing, it gives us a power. And I try to take that throughout the community and talk with people and share a little bit about, you know, their native backgrounds that maybe they're not familiar with. And when you bring these eagle feathers in and you pray for them and you fan them off with these eagle feathers, you know, it's for some people, it's like an experience. It's like an overwhelming, like, feeling of great, great thoughts and great, great healing.
Do you feel that's your best way to connect to people in your community is by telling the stories and bringing up the heritage and bringing them into that and bringing them back to that if they've gotten away from it?
Most definitely. With the work that I did at the school, I catered to a lot of Native children who didn't experience their Native culture. And through families in the urban city, there's not a lot of that out there. And to give them a chance to learn about their culture, their dance, their songs, their language, it helps the family as a healing project, because the kids will go home and they'll tell their parents and they'll tell them that, you know, Mr. Preston taught us about the eagle feathers today and he gave us great blessings, and they'll bring that to their families. And slowly but surely, those families will reach out to me, and then we'll have a community that comes together with things that have been lost, things that have not been talked about. There are ceremonies, and those are dedicated to those tribes here in Wisconsin where they have ceremonies amongst their own. But when you're in an urban city like this, it's like a more of an intertribal, like, blessing to them, or an intertribal teaching that we as Native people, we do use these eagle feathers a lot, and our medicines and everything like that.
And you brought up the eagle feathers several times, and you have in it's a pouch, and there's two eagle feathers in that one, and then there's one that you're holding in your hand, and these are very near and dear to you. What's the explain the meaning behind them, and why that does that bring you comfort?
To me, these eagle feathers, they tell a story. They tell a story to me, and the times that I've been through, my mental health issues myself. They say that there's a road that we travel, and it's called the Red Road. And sometimes when you walk that Red Road, it's very hard to walk that road. And for any race of people, that Red Road is a very hard road to walk, because there's always these breakoff points where you're going to encounter things, and you're going to see things, and you're going to be part of things that your mind is going to tell you. And this is the part that's the most important, that you're going to have to make that connection with this road. And to, like, when you see this abuse, or when you see alcohol, when you see drugs, and when you see death, and we see all these things, you know, your mind is telling you, I gotta remain focused, and I need to find a path of righteousness, you know, like, to follow that path. And when I think about that red road that we walk, I think about my feathers. And I had explained to many people that I go out, and when I perform and when I do my talks and when I go out to teach people about Native culture, one of the stories that I talk about are indeed about this eagle feather. And it wasn't too far long ago, and I was approached by a gentleman who had asked me that same question that you're asking me now, mm-hmm. that what is the importance of these eagle feathers? But the way he stated to me was, is it true that I talk to the Creator or God with bird feathers? And, you know, he didn't understand the meaning of what these feathers truly meant to me as a Native gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it long and hard. And I realized that, you know, these eagle feathers, for me too, and everybody else, they tell a story of our lives, all of us. And we look at these eagle feathers, and if you visualize a big feather, you mm-hmm. can hold the base of any feather and you feel how thick the quill is at the base of the feather.
Yeah.
But as you run your fingers through the feather, you come to a point where the feather will end. Mm-hmm. And this eagle feather, with all of its beautiful, all the different quills that are on here, are going to tell us the story of our lives. And it's not until I share that story with them that at the end, they truly understand why these feathers are so important to not just me, but Native people in general.
You've shared that story with me before. It works a lot better when it's visual. The meaning of the story, if I could kind of sum it up, is that even though we all get broken in life, there's still healing that can happen in the end.
Most definitely.
We can all be healed. Even if you are broken with your faults, with your mental health, with things that you've said to people in your life, you can still be healed from that, and you're not broken forever.
No, you're not. It's one of the greatest things of being a human being. We're always given that second chance. And, you know, people say everybody that makes mistakes. And, you know, we've lived from that. We work from that. And I'm not a perfect person. I can't go out there and justify to say that, you know, I've never been down, you know, this way or that way. I have. And, you know, I'm 50 years old now. And I've done a lot of things in my life that maybe I'm not so proud of this and maybe I'm not so proud of that. But with the healing and these things and these and this way that I carry myself, I truly believe in myself and my mind that regardless of the outcome, as bad as things look, as terrible as things look, there's always healing. And it's always going to be there to open its hands to you and heal you any way that you can. And not just Native culture, but any culture. And, you know, with the topic of suicide, you know, it's something that's in its own mind, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And I've seen it, how it affects families, and I've seen how it affects my friends. And, you know, it's unpredictable. We don't know about it. And it's one of the things that I try to go out and advocate at Prevent Suicide conferences, to talk to people and say, you know, that same thing. Don't ever give up hope. Don't ever feel like you need to break off from that road and follow this path to darkness, because there's always light at the end and somebody's always going to be there for you. And I've made sure that I've told people many of times, when you feel like you got nobody, always remember you got me. And I really do cherish and believe in that. And it's like one of the things that I've simply said there wasn't too long ago. A young lady graduated and she got a diploma for working with systems that deal with this mental health. Mm-hmm. I was very proud of her. She's been a friend of mine for a long time. And I remember it, and I had some little eagle feathers that I had, and I was very proud of her, and I gave her those feathers. And I told her, and I said there's a long time ago when a friend of mine was visiting Milwaukee, and their car broke down, and they were out of town, so they didn't know anybody, and the only person they could think of was me, and they called and said, Ronnie, we're broke down, can you help us? And without even thinking, without even going, you know, my mind said, I need to help them. And I dropped everything, went down there, got their car started, and they were blessed. And they talked about it over and over, like how excited they were, and how, like, I can't believe it. This is that, you know, Ronnie, he went above and beyond the call of duty. Somebody needed help. He came. And I told that story to her. And I said, I think about that. And I think about, you know, I could be anywhere, but I'm here with you now. Mm-hmm. And I want to give you these. And
whether it's a broken down car or a broken down mind,
whatever,
you're there for them.
That was the basis of that story. I said, don't ever think that I'm not here for you. I'm here for the community, and I'm just a simple man. You know, when I perform, I wear the extravagant face paint, the beautiful regalia, the eagle feathers in my outfit. People are fascinated. They're like, wow, this is so cool. It's an Indian. Wow. And they're captivated in the moment. They're excited, and I start talking, and it's like this big magical thing. But I often remind them, you know, when this performance is over and the face paint comes off, I'm no different than you. I'm just a normal guy. And I try to explain that to everybody, like, that I perform, that, just remember, I don't walk around like this all the time. I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take this big flashy show, big flashy paint or big flashy, you know, whatever, to engage with somebody about help, about mm-hmm. mental health issue. It's just simple human response, letting people know that I'm there for them.
There's a lot of stigma around mental health, and I would imagine there's a lot of stigma around being a Native American. How do you deal with people that almost poo-poo it? Because people will poo-poo mental health. They'll say, oh, it's just a phase you're going through. They'll talk about suicide as being selfish, and they'll talk down to people with mental health issues. Do people also do that to your people, or just your community? Do you also feel that stigma as well? Almost a double stigma, if you will. Does that make sense?
You know, it does make sense, but one thing amongst Native people, and this has been from the beginning of time, the word respect really holds a lot with Native people. And you don't normally see that kind of attitude with people who are Native. If a Native person who hasn't had that Native like aspect or Native teachings or cultures,
yeah,
in their own mind, they know that what I'm doing is respectful. So they're not going to, you know, say things like that. But it's nonetheless to say, I'm sure that maybe there are people out there who will say, eh, boo. And I'm here to tell them, like, everybody has their opinions. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. And all I can do is offer you this. I'm not shoving it down your throat. You can walk away anytime you want. I'm here for you. And it's like, When you talk, like I said, about this feather, the things that you see, that's one of the things that you do see in your life. You see a lot of people who fold their hands at you and they'll mock you or they'll say, whatever, dude. But
you and your eagle feathers and
yeah,
whatever you're doing.
And that's okay because you're always gonna have somebody like that. And I'm sad for them. And like I tell everybody like that, is that even if you have negative feelings towards me, that's okay. I'm still going to pray for you.
And that's a respect from you.
Yeah.
That you always have respect for people.
Always.
Which I really appreciate from you. I can just tell that someone could say something horrible to you and you would be respectful to them because you realize there's something within them that's wrong. That's not directed at you.
It's like a teaching that you've been given. And, you know, like I've said, with COVID, we've lost so many of our elders and they're no longer with us. And when they left us, they took those beautiful stories of life. I know a lot of these stories, so I choose not to hold them in me. I choose to share them with people. And whether or not you get something from them, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm just sharing it with you.
Yeah.
I'm not here to like say this is the way and this is the only way, because it's not. And for me, this is my way, but for anybody else, maybe that's not your cup of tea. But you know it's still this, that kind of thing. Like, I'm still gonna tell you the story, and how you take it is up to you. But the majority of the people who've listened to me and when I've talked to them, they come away with a new feeling of, wow, that was amazing. I mean, I just really enjoyed your talk and your presentation, because one, it's real. I have no reason to lie about things. If something's bothering me, you know, then I look to these to help me. Even with my own problems that are going on, and everybody faces problems,
yeah.
Financial problems, you know,
mental struggles,
definitely. And it's, we call it, amongst Apache people, you walk around with a burden. And even at my home, I have a burden basket, and it's an Apache basket that's made, and it hangs in my door. And you've heard the old saying, I'll welcome you into my house with open arms, but any negativity, leave it at the door. And so that burden basket's right by the front door. So I tell people, you know, if you come in here, just put those problems in this basket. It's going to take it away. And then we could come in and we can talk.
I like
and
that.
We can have a good conversation. And just simple things like that. It makes me feel good. And, you know, when I burn cedar, you know, Deanna will come out and she goes, ooh, that smells so good. Right off the bat, I gave her good instant feelings.
Yeah.
You know, she could have woke up crabby. She could have woke up cranky. But when she smelled me burn that cedar, it just like took all of that negativity away.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a great healing for the mind.
Have you encountered anyone that was reluctant to be open about their mental health, and your stories and you talking to them changed them? What was that like?
For me, it was very, very powerful.
And what did you say to have that shift with them?
It was a suicide prevention conference that I went to in Lower Minnesota. And I came and I told my eagle feather story to a group of young individuals. And these were bright young people. And
High school kids, college kids?
Yeah, high school kids.
Okay.
And
Teenagers.
And when I got done, everybody, you know, they clapped and they cheered and they all came up to see me. And then there was one girl in particular, she was just bawling. And I'll never forget because she said, I'm living that feather. And she told me her story, and it was so powerful. And since that day, we made friends. And I've watched her now. And that was like maybe 6 years ago. And she's blossomed into this beautiful, beautiful young girl who's out there. She's working for her community. She's representing her community in fantastic ways. And I always think that, wow, you know, I meet thousands and thousands of people. And if I can reach one like that, I know I...
It's worth it.
It is. It's well worth it. And I see her now and then, and it's like, wow, I'm very, very proud of this young lady and what she's done. And I think that kind of thing is, it keeps me, it's the fuel that keeps it going. And I talk to people and it's just, it's great. And I love what I do. And, you know, and aside from, you know, I'm a hero. I came right from work.
Yes, you're covered in paint, though, today, yeah. On your clothes rather than on your body.
Yes, but I mean, it's like we said, we're not here to look at me. You know, we're here to just talk about things, and so it's not like a visual issue. It's a talking issue.
Yeah.
And we utilize what we call talking circles, where with people have a lot of problems and mental issue problems. We gather in a circle and we all come to the circle knowing the fact that whatever we say stays in this circle.
I like that.
Don't break the circle. Don't go out there and share stories with your friends about like, oh, did you hear what he was saying? Oh my God. Yeah. That's not why we have this circle. And we make sure and we pass this feather around and everybody has an opportunity to hold it. And they express yourself. And sometimes it's very deep. It's very emotional. Otherwise, they would never do this. They would never open like this in front of anybody. And I've dealt with a lot of those, and you know, and people they're searching for that help. They just don't know how to get that help. And when you have these circles and you allow them to hold this feather, after I've talked to them about the powers of this, they hold this and they start feeling comfortable about talking what they want to say, and you know, and it makes them feel. And then when they leave, you know, we fan them all off with the medicines, and they purify themselves and they cleanse themselves. And they walk away with like a new goal. Like, you know, it ain't that bad. It's not that bad. And you know, that's just a small part of it. It's endless.
And your performances, which I have yet to see, which I really want to see, by the way, I haven't had a chance to see you live in person yet. I've only heard stories of your performances. What all is entailed with those? You're obviously telling stories of your tribe and you're keeping the history of your people alive. You also introduced a mental health aspect to that as well, which is how I found you, someone that had seen you talking about mental health. Mm-hmm. What exactly do you bring up mental health related that is in that story of your performance? How do you weave mental health into your performance?
Well, a lot of it is with that eagle feather story that I've told you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a strong story. It's powerful. And at that time, I engage with an audience that I've never met before. And I give them an opportunity to come up on the stage with me and be part of my presentation. And sometimes it goes great. But by the end of it, it's like everybody is captivated by what we're saying here. And mental health is, you know, it's a tough thing to like really engage with people, because their expectations is, I'm going to watch the native Indian dance and he's going to sing some songs and it's going to be fabulous. But when you throw him a curveball and you start talking about other things, then it's like, whoa, wait a minute, this is way deeper than what I thought.
This is getting real now.
This is getting real.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there is dancing and there is singing, but, you know, there is also talk about life. And when I say mental health and mental issues is, you know, we as a human being, we have a heart. we have a heart that, you know, it's in us. We call it heartbeat of Mother Earth. Everybody can put their hand on their chest and they can feel their heart beating. Mm-hmm. The drum that I use represents that heart beating. So I utilize that. When I use these eagle feathers, you know, well, we talk to the Creator, we bless ourselves. That's part of my presentation. It's all part of that mental aspect. And the way that human beings should treat each other is another part of my presentation that really makes me connect with people who are not native, are native, or regardless of what, even if they can't speak English, they visualize what I'm doing. And it's telling a story of people who walk around with negativity, walk around with a walk around with that.
Judgmental people.
That's judgmental. Or, that's burden. Yes. But I give them an opportunity to come up and be with me. And I share them. I say, you know, race doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. This is in our head is our brain. And we all got one. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes it can go wild and it can just, you know. But at that moment, I talked to them and I explained to them that, we have this beautiful thing called our human body that we have to take care of, and not just us as taking care of our bodies, but we need to take care of one another. The Ho-Chunk language, they say wahichate, which means we need to love one another. And I bring that to my program, and it's very emotional, because I tell people that, you know, when the Creator put us on this earth to live amongst one another, the races of people, red, black, yellow, and white, which represents this medicine wheel that we always carry with us. Yeah. The four sacred colors. And that represents the race of people that are living upon this earth. And this medicine wheel is divided equally. And these colors, no color is bigger than the other. And no color is smaller than the other. We're equal. And the Creator said, He put us on this earth to live as one. And He told the people, I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. We're equal.
Fist bump, I like that.
And that's the way that we should be living. And there's three words that I try to use every day, and that's love one another, respect one another, and be kind to one another.
Love, respect, and kindness.
Those three words they're so valuable. They're just
they're easy to do.
And they're easy to do. And the thing about them, and I stress this to young children, is that love, respect, and kindness, they're free. They don't cost nothing.
And everybody's capable of doing it. It's not like a playing basketball or playing hockey. It's not a talent that you need to have. It lives within everybody, literally.
Really, it does. And it's free. My love doesn't cost, you know, nothing. My respect for you, you have it. My kindness for you, always. I reach out my hand to you. Mm-hmm. And those are things that I try to input in my presentations when I talk to people, so that when they leave my program, they'll utilize those things. Maybe they won't utilize them this and this. And it's one of the reasons why in the article I showed you, when people come up to me after the presentation, they always want to get a picture of me. And I stop them in their tracks and I say, before we take this picture, my name is Ronnie Preston. What's your name? And they'll tell me their name. And I said, there. I said, so now when you look at this picture, you'll look at this picture and go, that's not just an Indian guy. That's Ronnie Preston. And we know each other now. And it's like little things like that to try to like make people feel, you know, this is what he's doing is pretty cool.
And it's amazing what you're doing. And I'm not making this up at all. You are hands down, probably I've done 60 of these now, the most interesting person that I've talked to. And I promise you that, because of where you've come from and because of how you use your voice and because of your passion, like it bleeds out of your eyes and it comes out of your voice. And I really, really, really am appreciative of you sharing that with me today and with our audience. And I hope that people reach out to you, and I hope that you continue to share your story and you continue to spread this fire of positivity that you radiate. It's really amazing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it, Ronnie.
I would love to end our podcast, and a lot of people say that you know, when we sing our songs.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't mind, maybe I can just a cappella a song for you to close us out.
Do it.
And to everybody who's listening, thank you for listening. I'm very, very humbled by this opportunity to talk with Riggs here.
Yeah.
It's very special to me. And these songs that we sing, you know, they're songs of healing. And when I do funerals for people, and they need that. Because they're in mourning. And I'll bring my feathers, and I'll bring my drum, and I'll sing to them. And I'll hold them, and I'll hug them, and I'll let them know that
so
I'm there.
Explain to me what you're going to sing. What's the meaning behind it?
It's a song.
Okay.
There's no words in it. I guess you can say it's a melody.
Okay.
And the best way that when I go through my performances, because people always say, well, what are you singing? What is that? And they're called vocable songs.
Okay.
I'm just making sounds with my voice to make a melody. Kind of like if you're ever in the shower and your favorite song comes on.
There you go.
You think you know the words and you don't, so you just end up, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's that kind of thing. I'm making sounds with my voice. But wonderful. These songs are native songs. And
I would appreciate it very much.
We sing them, and that's what we do. If anybody wants to reach out, you know, I'm on Facebook. You can just look up Ronnie Preston.
And if you see him, ask him to tell you that I want you to tell them the Eagle Feather story in person. That needs to be told in person, I think. It's the most impactful that way. It really is. And I hope you don't think I'm disrespecting you by not wanting you to tell it. I just think it's way more powerful when you can see it.
I guess you can say that. It's that, you know, when you talk about these things and when you talk about you know, the story. But if you can sit with somebody and share that story with them, there's great healing there. There's great power there.
Mm-hmm. The stage is yours.
This was a song that my partner, Deanna, she went through a recent loss of her brother. You know, I watched the fire, because we have a spirit fire when somebody leaves us, and this fire burns for 4 days. And you know, I watched his fire, and I stood out there, you know, all night and this and that. And one of the nights that I was out there, a song came to me, and it was there, and I went back in, and the guys that I sing with on our big drum, I shared that song with them, and we sang it. And to this day, we call it the TP song. It was like his memorial song that we sang for him, and it's a healing song for not only Deanna but her mom. And you know, when they hear it, it just makes them think about him, and you know that we're always thinking of you. And that's the reason why we sing these songs. And that's the reason why songs are made. And the language that they speak and these songs and all of that has a meaning, has a purpose. And we're just not out there singing songs randomly like blah, 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 blah. Every song has a meaning, has a purpose for what it's for. And, you know, that song that we made, you know, we still sing it to this day. And every time, you know, like Deanna will hear it, they'll come over, they'll sing with us. And, you know, her mom will come over and they'll hug, and everybody... The power. So I thought it'd be cool to sing that song.
Please.
Getting my voice here. Just give me a second. Sometimes you got so many things running through your head, your mind.
It's emotional.
You have to get that out of there. So hey, 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 And that's Teddy Porter memorial song.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have no word for goodbye. There's in no native language. There's no word for goodbye.
How about until I see you again?
We would say gigawabamin, which is from the Anishinaabe language, is I'll see you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.